Aren't you glad about that? Aren't we glad about that? Praise God. We are glad. We are glad that God has watched over us and blessed us with the presence of mind to come today to worship Him in spirit and in truth. We're glad to be members of His family. He has adopted us, those of us who have obeyed the gospel. He has adopted us as His dear children. And the day is coming when prayerfully we will live with Him forever, never be sick, never have a bad day, but always, every day is hallelujah time.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Yes. It's amazing how many people don't want that. They say they want it, but they don't want it. And we can tell by their actions. And if we can tell by their actions, God has no problems understanding where they want to go. They don't want to come to me, come and live with me, because I gave them specific information as to how they could do that, even manifested my love for them by sending my only begotten Son to die for their sins, that they would have a way to come and live with us by their obedience. That's the only thing that God requires, loving obedience. We've come together today again by His marvelous grace that we might worship Him in spirit and in truth. And it's delightful to see those of you who are visiting with us and family members. The title of the lesson for today, Are You Ready? Are you ready for tomorrow? Where'd you get that from? Where do you get your thoughts from? Are you ready for tomorrow? Your Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, and verse 27, but I don't want to go there yet. I want to come again and just remind us. The last book in the Bible is the book of what?
Revelation.
Revelation. Let us turn to the book of Revelation. Then we can go back to Hebrews 9:27. When we do, we'll read, God willing, we'll read verses 19 through 28 in Hebrews when we go back to it. This is the end time of Hebrews 9:27. Revelation chapter 20. There is an angel showing John around. And he shows him information regarding the end time of human beings on planet Earth. And I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on that old dragon, that old serpent. Pay attention, please. Which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, cast him into the bottomless pit, shut him up, set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the it's right in front of me, isn't it? It's right in front of you too. Set him up and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations of the earth no more. Till 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loose a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and the judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Christ, suffering for the gospel, and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the devil or the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their forehead. Let's drop down to chapter 20 and verse 10. And the devil that deceived them was cast into... You see that? Was cast into the lake of fire. When you do what the devil encourages you to do, he's not going to be able to help you because he can't even help himself. And brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented. And shall be tormented day and night. That's scary enough. But look at the word that comes after night. Shall be taunted day and night forever. And forever. And I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, whose face the earth and the heaven fled away. The earth and the heaven fled away. And there was found no place for hiding. No place for hiding. You can read it at your leisure sometimes, chapter 6, verses 12 through 15, but not now. And I saw the dead, small and great. He's talking about the end time now. And I saw the devil, small and great, where? May not come to church, but the day is going to come when you're going to stand. We all going to stand before God. And the books were open. I pause so that you will see that there's an S on the word book. Books were open. And another book, singular, was open, which is the book of life. That's God's book. The other book, that's our books. One for me, one for you, and one for every human being. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. You see that S again? According to their works. Now, what have we discovered so far? We have discovered that there's going to be an end time. Planet Earth will not always be a place for human beings to live. Some people are going to wish that the earth will always exist, but some won't. Let's read. And the books were open, and the things which were written in the books according to their works. And in verse 13, and the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and the death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged. Oh, you know what this is now. Judgment day. But we're going to be judged by what's in the book. And what's in the book is our activity while we lived on planet Earth. I think you all are familiar with this, you know this. But I just want to remind us, to encourage us, to be faithful, committed, and dedicated to God. He gave so much. We can never give as much as God has given us. And the dead, all dead, everywhere, were judged, every man, according to their works. Now notice what the text says, the last part of the verse. Judge, not according to what I do, but each person will be judged by what each individual did. You come to the Lord's house once or twice a month. That's in your book. You come on a regular basis and encourage others to do the same. That's in your book. There'll be no guesswork at the final roundup of human affairs. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Notice verse 15 carefully. The second word in the verse. Whosoever. Whosoever. You might have been a big shot on earth and made your own decisions, as opposed to kind of checking out what God wanted you to do. On the other hand, there were those who checked to find out what God would have me to do. And then, as you lived on planet Earth, you followed His instructions. That's what salvation is. We've been added to the body of Christ. He wants us to follow and be role models for other earthly beings. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life. Is that in your Bible? I believe it is. What happened to them? You notice there's nothing said about God asking them. God said, now I want you to go and jump into that fire. No communication was cast into the lake of fire. Do you see the responsibility that we as members of the body of Christ? Do you see the responsibility that we have for ourselves as well as being a good example for others? It's encouraging when we come to Bible class and see our brothers and sisters coming to Bible class and we're studying the Word of God together, manifesting love. When we come together for worship, when we are involved with doing kingdom business, including being an encouragement one for another. Well, I'll come to this time, but I won't be putting God first, regardless of the cost. Our brothers and sisters who lived in the first century during the preaching of the gospel, many of them were cast into prison. Some of them was even put to death. I believe that we only had about one or two apostles who died a natural death. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. We love this place. We thank God for it. But it's not going to always exist. He has another place for us to live with Him forever. Be sure that you know what you are doing is according to the Scriptures, not according to what you might see. You want to make sure that what you do regarding what people see is in accord with the Word of God. What kind of an example am I? What kind of an example am I when it comes to worshiping the Lord? See you here today. Don't see you here till next month. See you here today. Whenever you do. No coming to Bible. Brothers and sisters, I want to go to heaven. I want to make heaven my eternal home of abode. And I want you. Come on, let's go home. I want us to go to heaven. But I can't go to heaven if I don't preach what's in this book and live accordingly. And that includes every human being. Just being baptized is not the end. That's the beginning. Be thou faithful until you get tired. It's not in the Bible. Be by faithful unto death. Whatever it takes. Be committed. Be dedicated. I'm here one Sunday, then gone two Sundays, and I'm here another Sunday. Seek ye first. Seek you first what God would have you to do. Brother Brown, you know something? Yeah, I know what's in the book. And I want to be saved. And I want you to be saved. Or else, why would I preach the gospel? Let us be encouraging one of another. Did I give you a title?
Yes, sir.
I didn't give you a title.
Yes.
I thought I did. Are you ready for tomorrow? You know, we just read about a tomorrow. We don't know which one it is. But there's a tomorrow coming when there will be no day tomorrow. But it will be time day. But it will be eternity. We're going to live forever. And God doesn't have any hesitation or reservation, apparently, by what he has put in his Bible. Because of his love and because of what he did for us that he didn't have to do. He gave his only begotten son. And he didn't have to do it. Seek you first. First, first. Nothing comes in front of first. There's a coming day in our tomorrow of tomorrows when all humanity must give an accounting of our days on planet Earth. We don't know when that day is going to come. We don't know when the last day of planet Earth will be. And since we don't know that, wisdom says, what? Be ready. Be ready. So whenever it comes, I'm prepared to meet my God. We know not the day nor the hour. The only way for us to be sure of being ready is what? Get ready. If you're not ready, get ready. And stay ready.
Amen.
I don't know how this reads, but I put on in my notes, get ready in yesterday's tomorrow. But yesterday's tomorrow will be what?
Today.
Oh, you don't hear me this morning. And remain ready. Some folks just get mad with another church member and then leave the church. Isn't that foolish? Jesus has paved the way for us. He has paid the price for us to get a ticket on that heavenly flight. Isn't that wonderful? He came all the way from glory just to provide us with a ticket to get on that eternal train that takes you to glory. The plan was designed by God. The plan was designed by God. There can be no better plan than the plan that God Almighty designed. For all humanity, before the foundation of the world was laid, he had the plan. Because he knew what we were going to do. It was divine. The plan was designed by divine wisdom. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verses 1 and 17. It's an infinite plan that had us in his mind. Had us in our eternal happiness. Isn't that wonderful? But oh, even though he did that, what a price had to be paid to execute. It's one thing to come up with the plan. He is the only one that can execute the plan for our eternal life. The price was out of this world. You didn't get that, did you? The price for our salvation was out of this world. You'll get that by tomorrow. To execute the plan that he came up with, it demanded the crucifixion. It demanded the crucifixion of his only begotten Son. His only begotten Son. To come to earth, to put on the filthy rags of humanity, live on planet earth for 33 years, and to suffer death. His Son to suffer death because of us and God's love for us. What humility. What love. And it's hard for us to come to Bible class 2 weeks in a row. It's hard for us to come to worship service. Or 2 times. One is good enough. Well, just be sure. Because God is going to be the judge. He left glory. The Bible doesn't say whether there was any dissension, there was any haggling. Doesn't mention anything like that. But love, love, love. Heaven loves us. God is preparing a place for us. Don't you want to go? Don't you want to go? What humility. Let the story of the life of Jesus on planet Earth, his life, his death, his burial, his resurrection. He wants us to come with him. His manifestation of going through what he went through manifests, number one, how much he loves us, and number two, how much his Father loves us, and number three, how much the Holy Spirit loves us, and number four, how much they want us to come on to glory. Why would we dare resist? They have gone out of their way, from the human perspective, to bring us to heaven. And far too many human beings have gone out of the way to manifest a lifestyle that says, nah, not for me. That's so sad. Jesus came, lived, and after being on planet Earth for 33 years, the civil law at that time was you could not become a teacher or professor until you were 30 years of age. At the age of 30, Jesus became an itinerant or a traveling preacher, teacher. And he also chose 12 men. And when we read the scriptures, there was nothing that we can discover that was unique about them, but there was something that Jesus apparently saw in these men. He chose them to teach them, to train them, because he knew that he was not here to stay. To stay. For 3 years, they walked, talked, taught, here, there, and yon. For 3 years. They were able to observe our Lord and Savior, to teach others,
and to be given the Holy Spirit. But when he would get ready to depart, he says, now before you go, go to Jerusalem and wait. They had a 10-day wait. They didn't know how long it would be, but it was 10 days. On the 10th day, God sent the Holy Spirit that was to guide them into all truth the whole of their lifetime. When you read your Bible in Acts chapter 2, all 10 of them, or 11 of, well, 12, they had 12 then, because they had replaced Judas, was baptized with the Holy Spirit, and they began to preach in the city of Jerusalem. There was a large number of people in the city, an extraordinary number of people, because it was Jewish holidays. And when they began to, you know the story, began to preach, the crowd gathered to hear all them preaching. And when the words that they were preaching hit the ears of those that were there, they understood it. They all spoke different languages, but they were able to understand the gospel that was preached on that day. And in verse 15 of chapter 2, Peter becomes the chief spokesman that Jesus had planned for him to be, I believe, in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 19. Peter says, this is that. This is that. This is what you've been looking for, and you don't know it. But he preached, and he hit chapter 37. And it landed on them. It infers like a bomb that Jesus, that man that you all crucified 50 days ago, that's the same being. That's the same man, the same being that your parents have looked for. That's the same one that you have been looking for. And you crucified him. You killed him. But God raised him up 3 days later. Our Bible says that when that crowd heard this, they were shocked beyond measure. And they shouted to Peter, men and brethren, what can we do? What shall we do? You know the text, don't you? Acts 2. Oh, I thought you were going to give me the verse number. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized. Repent and be baptized. Every one of you in the repent and be baptized. Every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Repent and be baptized. Why do you keep saying repent and be baptized? Because that's what the Bible says. And a lot of preachers today are just saying, all you do is just ask God to save you. The apostles never told anyone to pray that they might be saved.
Amen.
Never. And they were, chapter 2 of Acts says that the apostles were speaking as the Spirit gave them the words. The Spirit came down that day on the apostles. Now the word that I'm thinking about, I hope it's appropriate. Fresh. Just come from the glory of heaven. And they are speaking as the Spirit gives them the power. They ask the question, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And with many other words that he testified and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this wicked or from this untoward generation. Then they, not everybody, but then they that gladly received his word. Not them they that got angry. Them that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were approximately 3,000 people. That was a lot of baptizing, wasn't it? Must have taken them a pretty good while. Pretty good while. But we have the time. If you're here and you're not a member of the body of Christ, if you're not a member of the church that you read about, that I just told you about in Acts chapter 2, because that chapter closes with the words church in the last verse of that church. Of that, in the last chapter of that text. Are you ready? Are you prepared to meet God? Or have you? Now, we don't find anyone that God saved after Acts 2 that were not in the Church of Christ in the Bible. We don't find of the 12 apostles that preached, we don't find any of them teaching a different gospel and establishing a different church. Every apostle preached by the power of the Holy Spirit the same gospel. Every apostle therefore established the same church. Amen. Everywhere. That a church was established by their preaching. There are countless thousands, perhaps even millions, of individuals who love the Lord but have been taught wrong. Faithful members of their church, but it's not in the Bible. And we just read at the very outset in chapter 20 of the book of Revelation that God's book is going to be open at the judgment. And our book is going to be open at the judgment. They must coincide, for God to say, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Church, God did not bless us to be his sons and daughters just for us to be happy and satisfied. God brought us in to live the life and then endeavor to share it with others. He didn't bring us, that's for every human being since Acts chapter 2. Not only that, while we're in the neighborhood, he didn't bring us here. You know what I mean? Here. He didn't bring us here. When I say here, I mean this here. Just for us. He enlarged the borders. Because where we were too small. What are you saying, preacher? Don't forget. Don't forget what God also wants us to do. Why do you say also? Because, see, number one, he wants us to live the life. Number two, he wants us to tell others about the life and why we live it. For God so loved the what? The world that he gave his only begotten Son. We can do no less. Love the world. We love the world. Then we love where we are. Pray and ask the Lord to bless us, to be observant. Live the life first, but bless us to be observant and take opportunities that he blesses us to observe. It may be from our perspective, that person may seem like they're interested in being saved. As you begin to talk with him, you may discover that's not the case. Move on. Move on. He didn't tell us to make folk obey the gospel. Share his good news. That's what Peter and the apostles did, isn't it? They shared his good news. And he has brought us this far. I thank God for you. A loving church, loving congregation, working congregation, and ready for every good work. Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. But you know, we have floaters. Float here, float there. Well, you can't even have a decent home that way. Some nights you come home, and some nights I go and stay with my neighbor. Some nights I come home, I still go and stay with my best friend. How much good you going to be to home, floating here and there? And where did you get this idea that God wanted you to float? Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen, preacher. You sure preaching now. You see, that's how I make friends everywhere I go. Pages 2 and 3. I haven't gotten to them yet. Praise be. Oh, no. Don't jump to conclusions now. Are you ready for tomorrow? I don't plan to preach until tomorrow. You say, whew, thank the Lord. Where are you? Where are you? Let each of us, self included, ask ourselves, where am I spiritually and emotionally? What good am I to the Lord? Now, we know Jesus is not coming back again to stay here in 30 and 3 years. What good am I to the Lord? What kind of asset, what kind of encouraging am I to my brothers and sisters? You know, there was a time when parents raised their children, trained up their children. You had to, if you were the oldest, you had to be taking care of the other youngest, the younger children. And if they got in trouble, sometimes you would get to whipping. You don't know what whipping is, but in yesterday, I talked about tomorrow. But in our yesterday, they had whoopings that they put on the children, and you would not remember. I mean, you would not forget why you got your whooping, because you had signs to remind you on a regular basis. We're workers, we're helpers together. You're a great church. We want to stay that way. We're diligent workers, and we want to stay that way. Let me ask you to do this. Talk to the Father. We're coming to the close of another year. This is the last month in this year. You see some of the responsibility, because the rest of it needs finish. Finish. Since we see that, you and the Father, since we have access to the Father, talk to the Father. Father, bless me to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in your work. And bless me with the wisdom to understand that if I increase my giving, that you will increase my understanding, so that I will be able to know, just because I'm your dear loving child, I will know that I will not falter in my responsibilities in any respect to your church. If there's a need, I'm here. Call my number. We're sons and daughters of God. And in many cases, let me rephrase that. In some cases, we don't realize what power there is in being a son and daughter of God. Look at, look at Paul, but I won't go there. Let's just look at us. We have a responsibility. We've given our word. We have given our word to those who finance this facility. Why did we give our word? Because we know who we are, but more importantly, we know who He is. And by His mighty power, we did that one. At 3200 Dill Avenue. And He brought us over here. And he didn't change much as far as address. That was 3200. This is 3201. Letting us know what I did over there. I can do it again. Oh, ain't that happy? Ain't that good news? What I did over there, I'm talking about God. What I did over there, I can do it over here. And He says to us, believe me. Believe me. All you need is to trust me, to have faith in me. So as we come to the close of this year, talk to Him and see where He wants you to go. And I endeavor to raise my offering every year. And you know what? I haven't skipped a beat. By God's grace. And we're just talking about next year. I'm not talking about 2 years from now. I'm talking about next year. Let's just keep moving doggedly on in the path we have duty. And we haven't stopped because the folk are working over there and they're working over there already. That's based upon what we're doing. In addition to the mortgage. It's unfortunate that we don't really, sometimes don't really understand. All we need to do is to share it with God and move on. We're sons and daughters of God. I can do all things. I think that's in the Bible. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who does what? Who gives me the strength to do it. Great church. Thank God for you. And I'm glad that I've had the privilege and the honor of serving with this congregation over 10 years. It has been over 10 years. Sister Brown is trying to tell me how many years it is. Yeah, it's been over 10 years, but you start counting the years. Let me see, how old is he? Peace. Where are you tonight? Where are you this morning? We serve a God who's a God answering God, who's a prayer answering God. He hears His every call. Talk to the Father about yourself. And thank Him for blessing you to come this far. And if you can say it truthfully, thank Him for blessing you to come this far and say, Lord, I don't fear no waste time. What are you saying? I want to keep going. And that's what I'm saying. I don't feel any waste time. And I want to keep going. Working in the Master's vineyard. Looking for at home that He has prepared. Because He knows how to do it. Look what He did for down here. And this, when we read about it, peace. Whoa! Peace. Where are you today? You need prayer? You need prayer? Your brothers and sisters stand ready to do that, to pray for you. You need forgiveness? Your brothers and sisters in God is standing ready to do that. You need help? Lord, strengthen my faith. We'll pray for you on that. It's your call. And if you're here and you're not a member of the church that you can read about in the Bible, you can only read about one church that Jesus established through the preaching of His apostles. And that's the Church of Christ. And there's only one way to enter the Church of Christ. God has to bring you in. He has to add you to the number.
You've heard the gospel. Believe it with all of your heart. Be godly sorrowful for the things that you've done contrary to his will. That's called repentance. Come this morning and acknowledge Jesus as Lord and Savior and be buried in water baptism for the remission of your sins. Forgiveness of every sin you have ever committed. And then God will add you to his family. He will adopt you as his adopted child. If you're already in the family, you have not been faithful, you have not been loyal, you have not been giving as you should, come on, God is willing to forgive you and so are we. And so are we. All you need to do is to ask. The brothers will pray for your forgiveness. Isn't that wonderful? Thank God for God. Whatever your decision is, may God bless you to come as we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Oh, yes.
Are you fully trusting in
the
His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are you God?